My name is Kaya Usher. I work with frequencies, and I can help you shift your life, clean up your space, ride the truth wave, come home again to your most brilliant self, usher in an unimaginable peace, and live inside the Simplicity platform. Welcome to our radio show. The place we come to gather together, knowing we're birthing a higher consciousness, the old way dying off. And to me, it's really showing itself to me, that crack, really cracking open. So where there used to be fear, and there used to be fearlessness and freedom, that divide you can see so clearly in situations like this virus, that the divide is becoming extreme, where people who were fearful are becoming really, really fearful. And you can see it in people's eyes or hear it or just see them as they're walking down the street. You can feel that fear magnifying. But the really good news is, if you're living in that space of freedom and present moment, your power, your brilliant self, you're going to become more powerful, more assured in times like this, more solidified, wanting more ascension, because you realize, oh, wow, this is the ticket. Nothing can happen to me when I stay in my power. So yes, you know, we might lose money in our bank account and might not be able to go to work, or our kids may not be able to go to school. But big picture, you will stay solid when you're locked into the present moment. And do you see how safe you feel? You actually feel like you don't need anything. And so that's really what's been blowing my mind in all of this, watching as that crack. So this virus is the beginning of that crack, where we're releasing that old consciousness. So there's going to be many more. This is just the beginning. And so this is not to make people feel fearful. It's actually to build the excitement and the anticipation of a better way of living. So, you know, we saw the Australian fires and now this virus, and things like this will be happening in the next several years, to crack open and release the old consciousness so we can birth this better way. And so it is an incredible, I've told you guys this, it's an incredible time to be alive, because we're going to get to not only witness this, but be part of the transformation. So I don't know about you, but I have felt more power coming in this, more solid, solidifying my purpose, who I am, understanding my role here. It's been a really powerful time to sit back quietly and observe myself, and observe all things, governments, medicine, neighbors, children, animals, how everyone, countries, how everyone reacts, religion, and studying that and seeing the old way, the fear-based model where we need to control a situation. That's getting shaky and it's going to fall away. And we're going to birth a space of freedom and power where we all get to walk as individuals, but together, that neural network really, really strong. So it's a really exciting time. I can feel most of my clients actually feel really solid. Some people get a little shaky. They get pulled in to the drama of, you know, the outside world. And you can see just how, I mean, there couldn't be a movie that was more dramatic than what's actually happening right now on the planet. So just sit back and study it. I ask you to use this time to be the observer. You know, that's really what this work is doing. We're bringing you up, 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 up into that eagle eye view. So you get to look down and say, oh, look at how they're doing it. Look at what's happening over here. And you get to study. And then you get to become stronger, finding a way that works better for you. And chances are pretty good the way that works better for you is to come back in present moment into your body, where you realize there are no true emergencies. The biggest emergency of all would be living in the past or the future. That to me is an unawakened human being to me has the most likely chance of dealing with an emergency. When you're awakened, you just start walking. And these are experiences, and you start taking them. Experience after experience, more powerful each time, each step, understanding yourself more and more and more. And the more of us that start walking like this, the more quickly we shift into this unbelievably brilliant new consciousness. It's coming. Our children's children, they're just going to be birthed into it. It's going to be amazing. But we have the opportunity to switch over in this lifetime, which is really, really exciting. So it is time for the meditation. Are we ready? Let's go. Today, we are just going to keep doing grounding meditations. It feels like that's just what we need right now. That higher consciousness is there and waiting for us. But right now, it's really good to just stay super solid while so many areas on the planet are shifting, not really knowing where they're going. But we can know who we are and where we are. And that's what we're going to do right now. As we take a deep breath in, 1 foot, 2 foot firmly planted on the ground. Let's light that candle. Strike the match. Light the candle right in your heart space. Place the candle sitting there in the heart space. Your heart ignited. The calm in the storm. The candle that never loses its flame. That's you. Never losing your flame. We come and we go, but we always remain calm in the storm. Deep breath in, feeling our heart, feeling the peace, understanding we need so little. Once we connect like this, all the outside world falls away. And we become a true helper. Because people feel our stability as we walk by. People feel our peacefulness, our calm. And that ripples through to them. And they think, wow, I guess I could be that way too. I don't have to step into the drama, because that's what it is. It's drama. In the present moment is perfection. Even as you take your last breath in life, if you are locked into the present moment, it is beyond perfection. So feeling that candle lit in our heart space, burning bright and strong. Now into our headspace, opening up that headspace, getting it feeling expansive, knowing every answer as we need it will come to us. We can have empty thoughts. We can have beautiful thoughts. We get to choose our thoughts. We don't have to start listening or doing or being what other people are thinking. We can be independent, free thinkers, having our own thoughts. Let's expand that space so you can expand out into that higher consciousness that's waiting patiently to be birthed. We're part of that. Never forgetting that. Now, down to our groin, our safety space. Feeling our 2 feet firmly planted on the ground, opening up that groin area. Our safety, our foundation, strong, unwavering. No matter what, we will not leave ourselves ever again. As hard as the outside world might try to pull us out of the present moment, pull us into the future, to worry, pull us into the past of history, nope. As long as we stay locked in, our groin area safe and sound, strong foundation. Our heart, the candle, always burning bright as we come and go. Our headspace open and expansive, even excited for what is to come. Feeling those three areas now, in harmony, super strong. Let's get them balanced out. Feeling the head, the heart, the groin. Feeling them equally balanced, safe and sound. Flickering flame, expanded headspace, excited. Feeling our spirit field, brilliant. Knowing who we are. In this moment, in that strength, knowing that all will be well, locked in, home. Deep breath in, feeling our heart, the calm expansiveness. We are infinite. This is a blip in time, but with our heart we get to choose to grow, expand into more power, more knowing, more brilliance, helping more people as we harness more power, that internal space. Our groin, safe, strong foundation, so sturdy as we walk this earth, owning that space. Headspace, all thoughts, beautiful, empty, expansive. When we need information, it can come in. Feeling our spirit field and feeling the power of who we are and the excitement of who we're becoming. Every day stronger because of our choices, because of our discipline. We've decided it's our time. It's our time to thrive. And together we're going to bring in this better way. And watch the old way fall off. All will be well. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.